Right here is that area. Of course, I don't know exactly, but it's pretty close right in through here. That's the Stone County line. There's some actual photographs of that area. There's some mulch there. And I'm standing at that drive. Of course, there's that Stone County. And then looking back to the south, the junction of 376 is down there. That, I would turn it over to the applicants.
Evening. I'm Dan Smith. And I think what we're trying to do there is pretty self-explanatory. As Scott said, we own the 40 acres that sits on. We also own, can you go back to that, Scott?
Yeah, let me get to it here on Beacon.
Anywhere near it, and we own that as well. And that accesses, that's in Stone County, but that accesses on 265 as well. We do have already an entrance off of 265, and I talked to them about that. I also talked to them about setback, and want to put a nice decorative fence up there, make it look nice, and
clean it all up. I cleared up all the deadfall and some of those mulch piles that it showed there. Actually have a pretty good flat spot there. I don't really anticipate a lot of excavation or anything. White River's right behind us for power, and that's convenient for a drop there. And we just kind of like to do that and serve some food. Any questions?
A place to park them.
Yeah. And
I don't know if it came through on the rest of it, but kind of laid it out. None of that's set in concrete, but this is the entrance here, the Stone County line. We got a lot of room for parking on a level flat right there on the Taney side of that line. And then, right through here, we cleared a lot of that out. And we probably got several acres there that are flat, which to my surprise after I took the deadfall away.
Well, just to clarify, you do plan to sell food there?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, down the road in Stone, there's a winery, there's a pizza place, there's Billy Gale's, you all probably know what that is, all along that road with their own entrances. Really isn't anything going back the other way to get to the chateau, I guess, at least right now.
So do you have any feel for three food trucks? How many customers can you carry, and would you have enough parking?
We would. There's enough spot right through there for about eight cars there, and then we have some other
come in here and just park. And then we're going to put the trucks right through here and then put like picnic area in the middle. And that, we're probably going to
take two rail rustic cedar fence, kind of go around it and make it all look nice.
You're going to have eight trucks, you say?
No, I wanted to ask for up to three. We really got one we got interested right now to put in. But I think the flat area there with the parking and everything would easily do three. So that's why I was asking for that.
You got three different kinds of venues.
It would be, yeah. Yeah. One we got lined up is barbecue. So, yeah. And it's his. Which is my son-in-law, and they live in that other place I showed you right there. So.
What would it be for, like lunch only or lunch and dinner?
No, we'd probably go later, too. Yeah. Maybe catch some of the Silver Dollar City crowd leaving and coming back. Hopefully so.
Lighting,
Yeah. Yeah, we've got, we'll have White River there set it all up. They're just kind of waiting for us to pull the trigger. So there's a pole right behind it. And
yeah, you can see the
that's where the, it's, that pole there, this one's Liberty. We don't want that one. We're going back here. There's the shadow of it. White River won't actually come in, and then we can put the 50 amp drops in. No problem. That's what we'd like to do. Appreciate you considering.
Any other comments, questions? Is there anyone in the crowd for or against this application?
You going to talk for it?
That wants to add?
Absolutely.
I'm Wes Weber. For those that have met me, I probably don't remember names. So, but I'm definitely in favor of this. My wife and I are the one that is interested in putting the truck there. And basically what this does is this provides an opportunity for us to have a business there in a very good location, and that will also provide an opportunity for my wife to do what she loves to do, which is cook. She is very much a foodie and is, in my humble opinion, the best cook out there.
We're not recording.
Yeah, we are.
And it's good that we got that on the record.
And basically what this does is this gives us the opportunity to have a little piece of the American dream. And I would ask that you all consider that and grant the conditional permit.
All right. Any other questions, comments? Seems like they've got a good proposed plan in place. Got a motion to approve.
Second.
Motion and George with a second. No, Presley.
Who was the motion?
Doug.
Oh, Doug. Okay. That's all right. I just missed it. And then George.
You need some barbecue.
Well,
okay.
Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, raise your hand, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Approved.
Thank you, John.
Thank you. Good luck.
Good luck with it.
Do we need to contact you, Scott?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just if you got any questions, you can call us tomorrow.
Thank you.
So, just for the record, Tom made it to where we didn't have a unanimous vote on every item. He broke the string with the
he
one
did,
vote.
Didn't he? I didn't ask. He did.
We were so aligned tonight.
I thought we were done with
it. So, are we going to...
We're finally getting to the meat of the meeting tonight. I'm making Dave jump.
Don't woke me up.
Is anybody here to speak for or against that?
So we've got a few zoning amendments that we have gone over last month. So first one is Article 30, which is the shooting range. And if you look up on the screen and it was sent to you, the actual definition of shooting range, I've highlighted an addition that I'm proposing, is that the definition of a shooting range would not to include a private shooting range on personal property for personal or private use. So then you don't go to the zoning regulations to see what you have to do for a shooting range. And then we had A through L, with L having six requirements, that I have sent you a revised A through J, with J only having three. So eliminating some of the changes from the last time that you looked was that, and these are changes besides the deletions, which I can go to that page, is that we would add all shooting range parcels shall be located a minimum of 500 feet from an R, NR, or MH zoning district.
And the hours of operation shall be limited to sunrise to sunset. And the rest are items that were already in there. I can go over the ones that we deleted if you need me to. But I just need to know, and you'd make a motion to approve the Article 030 along with the definition as presented, and then of course it would go to the County Commission May 23rd. Any questions, concerns?
No, I think that addresses everything we talked about, right?
Okay. You want me to go through them all before you vote on any of them? Or you want to move forward on that one, then we'll go to the next one. Okay. So the next one is actually Article 24.020. In February, you eliminated the R1 zoning district as a conditional use district available for nightly rental conditional use. So we're just proposing, and this is through conversations with you, doing the same with R2 and R3, so that conditional use availability in those two zoning districts would go away, if you guys would move forward with that amendment. And then the last one is those use standards. So in the R1 zoning district, which is Article 10, I don't know how we missed it, but somehow we did. We just had these for sewer, 8,000 square feet lot. An R1 can be up to 2 acres, so we could possibly have septic, which we do. So we just need to add the density standards for septic for a single-family dwelling unit and a non-inhabited accessory dwelling unit, showing that the minimum acreage is 2 acres. If you're going to subdivide land, and then like I explained to George, that's your density that you go to for A1, and then our setbacks and et cetera. That basically is in all the other zoning districts, but it just somehow got left out of this chart. So we'd be putting it and making it just like all the other zoning districts. And that's all I have. We have the section 10.020, and then the change to Article 24.20, and then of course the change to Article 30.000. And those will all be recommendations. You can approve them all or pull them out and talk about them, vote on each one separately. But you'll make a recommendation for the County Commission to approve. If you do approve, they'd go to them as per your recommendation.
So does everybody think 500 feet is far enough to be away from the house for a shooting range?
So that's a shooting range parcel. So if you had a 70-acre parcel, that 70-acre parcel would have to be that far away. The actual shooting range, you have to be 3,000 feet from any existing dwelling unit.
I'm good with that.
From the firing point. So where they set up the firing point, it has to be 3,000 feet from that actual residence.
That's far enough. I need a bridge.
3 or 4 days away.
Yep. 1,000 yards.
Yep.
So can we get a motion to approve the changes, Scott, is what what we need?
Yeah, the amendments as presented. So it's amendment number 10.020, 24.020, and 30. So articles 10, 24, and 30 are proposed to be amended.
Somebody want to throw that out there?
So moved.